Still to come out, Gracia, as far as the eviction numbers. Also, Dr. Adam Barsky with us a little bit later on an invention of magnanimous proportions, including helping one of our own. We'll explain that. First, though, have you known him? Barnes and Bailey's circus has gone to Utah regarding the trial of Gwyneth Paltrow and the ski accident and everything else taking place. Dr. Carol Lieberman, forensic psychiatrist, body language and columnist of Inside the Criminal Mind and Front Page Detectives. Fantastic. If you haven't read it, check it all out, frontpagedetectives.com. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. Had to wake her up early again on the West Coast. Unforgivable. But nice enough to come to the airwaves. Doctor, welcome. This is a trial of incredible comical proportions, to say the least, wouldn't you?
Well, it certainly has its intriguing moments, absolutely. But I just hope, I don't know, I hope other people are, notably the jury, I hope the jury is thinking the way that I am, which is that the plaintiff it really does have, his life has been forever changed. Dr. Terry Sanderson, he's an optometrist, he's an older man, and there's no question that he received a concussion from the collision with Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, of course, what's being decided at the trial is who ran into who.
And that's the whole thing. And yesterday, folks, talking about the trial going on, Gwyneth Paltrow, Terry Sanderson, and the legal team representing Paltrow, sharing, I guess, some sort of an animated, Dr. Carol, an animated reconstruction of the moment before she and this doctor suing her collided on the slope. So the video was created from the point of view of one of the Paltrow family ski instructors and then played in the court for the jurors yesterday. And kind of depicts this retired, was he an optometrist, I think he is. This happened back 2016, folks. Skiing uphill from the actress before the crash. This was at Deer Valley in Utah. And he claims that Paltrow was skiing out of control when she slammed into his back, adding that he felt, I guess, her, fists, I guess, or gripped around the ski poles between his shoulder blades. She claims, though, that Sanderson struck her from behind and was at fault here. So you had all this going on. Again, you've got this reconstructed video, folks, presented by the Paltrow team to provide some sort of an aid here. How effective was that in your estimation? We lose Carol? I think we did. We'll get her back. But that's what's going on. That's what's going on down in... out in Utah. Again, it's a reconstructed video presented by her team to provide some sort of aid, obviously, during their witnesses' testimony. And it shows Paltrow slightly in front of Sanderson, a little bit off to his right, before they actually collided here. We got her back. Carol, what I was saying is how effective was this reconstructed video being presented to the jurors yesterday?
Well, I think it might be a little too effective. You know, all these kinds of demonstrative exhibits at trials have a really a powerful effect on juries. Because especially in a case like this where you're trying to demonstrate, something that happened in time. And so a video does it really well. But, I hope that the jurors realize that this is just from his perspective. And, the ski instructor obviously is going to be more intent upon making Gwyneth Paltrow happy than this unknown optometrist. And so I think it might have a very powerful effect. He needed to have something on his side similar to that and from his point of view. That this is something that happens oftentimes in trials, all kinds of trials, where the person who has the most money is able to do these fancy exhibits and have this powerful effect on the jury.
Prize, because that the judge even allowed this, because he actually clarified to the jury that the video is in evidence and shouldn't be taken that way. I mean, the animation doesn't include the moment of the actual collision, only because he didn't witness it. You know,
that's right.
So, in essence, I'm talking about the ski instructor there, Christensen, you know, who said the animation was very similar to what he witnessed that day of the accident. Yeah. But again, he wasn't there. He didn't see the lead up and the aftermath, you know? So the whole thing is just crazy. It really is. And, you know, the whole thing is the doctor's testimony, the optometrist, Sanderson. Paul Tripson skiing recklessly was dangerous before the crash. When asked if that was true, not at all, he replied. He also claimed, Christensen, ski instructor, that Sanderson told him that Paltrow just appeared in front of him following the collision. So you got a lot of he said, she said here, you know, as far as everything involved, you know?
I think you have to take the ski instructor's testimony with a grain of salt, because he's just trying to, you know, he wants to continue to be Gwyneth Paltrow's ski instructor. You know, one of the unfortunate parts also, there was the female doctor who did the who treated him for his concussion in her, you know, specialized clinic. And she was going at this, you know, I'm looking at this trial as an expert witness and kind of evaluating people and from that way. And so seeing her, she really wasn't an expert witness. She was a treating witness. She was a treating doctor to the optometrist. And she did a great job as far as explaining what she did and what he had and all of that. But because she wasn't an expert witness, she didn't know some of the language. Like, she didn't know how to describe him as an eggshell plaintiff. You know, the Gwyneth Paltrow side was trying, has been trying to show that he had all these problems before the accident. And which may well be true. I mean, certainly he did have some of them before the accident. Even his expert said that. But what you do with that as a good expert is you turn that into explaining that he was an eggshell plaintiff, meaning he was fragile. Yes, he had all these other things, which meant that when Gwyneth hit into him, he was much more vulnerable to this powerful contact, powerful collision, than someone who didn't have all these problems would be. So really, it would have been helpful to him that when they bring out all these other things, you know, that he had had something else happen to his brain, or there was some evidence of a prior brain injury or prior normal pressure hydrocephalus, a prior problem in the brain. Well, okay, great. Then that would have made him an eggshell plaintiff, more vulnerable, and she would have been more responsible for what happened.
Yeah. And then the other aspect of this, we're talking with Carol Lieberman on the trial that's happening in Utah with actress Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, the other thing is, to me, it's the underlying thing of it all. When you go on a ski slope, there is a risk involved, okay? The risk is that, you know, and it's posted, I would imagine, on every ski slope in the world, that you are at risk, and liability and everything else falls upon the skiers. No, I mean, you have people skiing all over the place, some experienced, some not. You know, some might be more in tune for the bunny hill, you know, which is a kid slope, you know, as compared to, I don't know, double diamond, let's say, who knows. But people get on these courses, you know, for whatever reason. But, you know, you are at risk as far as getting injured. And that's the way it is. I would imagine that that is kind of the underlying factor here with all this stuff, when you think about it, no?
Well, yes. I mean, I learned to ski in Austria. I skied in Switzerland. I skied on both coasts in America. You know, what I noticed with each year, what I noticed was that there were more people on the slopes, first of all, and there were people on I forget what you call it, but, you know, not just skiing, but also going down on these kinds of sleds. And so, you know, but I don't think, but that doesn't really make it better for Paltrow or for Sanderson. I mean, they both were agreeing to be on this slope. You know, the problem was, well, one of the things that really bothers me throughout this whole trial is that Gwyneth has this smile on her face, a smirk on her face, no matter what she's saying or whether she's sitting down next to her lawyer or on the stand, she has this perpetual smirk, like, I'm above all these people. And I just find that really irritating. And, you know, here's the thing. He was suing for $300,000. She could have just given him that money or made a settlement for, like, $150,000 instead of going through all of this. And I don't know if she wanted more attention or if she wanted to just prove she was right or what. But, I mean, it's really absurd. The lawyers are the ones who are going to be getting the best out of this. They're going to be getting the most money.
No doubt. No doubt about it. This thing happened 7 years ago, you know. In essence, that's what it's it's a circus because, you know, and if you saw some of the stuff with one attorney who was, like, gumming up to Gwyneth Paltrow who was on the stand. How tall are you, she
Yeah.
You know, shade under 5'10". Really? I wish I was. I mean, the attorney. What buffoon is this? She wishes she's wearing. She wishes she was 5'10". She's 5'4", whatever she said, and wearing heels or something. I don't know, something stupid. Like, and you look at the judge in this thing, and he's looking at it like, hey, you know what? How about throwing your gavel down?
Yeah.
And saying, you know what? Can we get into the trial? Can we get into the questioning of importance here, of relevance? My goodness.
Yeah. And did you see the other day one of Sanderson's other attorneys, one of his older attorneys, a man, kind of looked at her when the female attorney, when they were doing that acting out of the, when she was trying to get them to act out the collision, and the attorney looked at this female attorney, like, put his hand out, like, to stop her. Like, he looked at her like, you know, you're screwing this up, lady.
Exactly. That's, you know, listen, there's so many components of nonsense here. But it is what it is. I mean, this is taxpayer money, folks. Taxpayer money. as being seen it at its best, without question. Dr. Carol Lieberman, nice enough to get up on the West Coast for us.